772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You know, with bad examples of things. And so the enemy had inroads and has beachheads and strongholds in their spirit. And they feel like this is how their dad did, or this is what example they saw, or they had to raise themselves. And so their affection is inordinate, is stemming from a wound. How many know hurting people will hurt people? Tell somebody, apostle, ain't mad at nobody. But I'm speaking into the spirit. I'm speaking to your spirit, man. I'm speaking to those spirits that have attached themselves to your spirit. I'm dealing with those things. I ain't dealing with you. I'm dealing with those things in the spirit realm that have surrounded you and have strongholds on your thinking patterns. And I'm wrestling that rascal. I'm putting him in a headlock. I'm trying to stop his oxygen, trying to cut off his oxygen flow so that conviction comes. And you say, what must I do to be saved? I need help. Somebody need to cry out, I need help. That's 90% of the battle won when you realize you need help. You didn't know you were that bad off. Devil ready to take you out through deception. We learn lessons, and we have what we learned tested. Let me just tell you something. You better thank God for somebody who got a big mouth, and I don't care sometime what comes out of it. Do you understand? Now, let me bring that in context. I ain't gonna cuss nobody out. I don't mean that. I mean when it comes to meddling, when it comes to touching your life. I don't care how you look at me. I don't care if you get mad. Because see, if you receive some things, that madness will turn to gladness. If you allow the word to break you, to cut you, to cause blood to flow, to weaken your hard head, to weaken your resolve in evil, to break up that fallow ground, after a while, God gonna deal with you and raise you up and heal you and heal your land. Amen. That's why the prophets have to prophesy. This is gonna initiate a move of God in somebody's life. Somebody gonna struggle the rest of the week, but they're gonna come to the place where they say, Lord, you know what? I give up. I give up on me. I'm through with me. Because it's been me, oh Lord, not my wife, not my children, not the boss on my job, not the people around me, but it's been me, Lord, holding up my blessing, holding me up, keeping me from the promised land, keeping me from peace. Amen. Do you know the pattern is in Jesus? The pattern is in the Son. Jesus was baptized. After he was baptized, he was affirmed by the Father. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then he was thrust into the wilderness. Holy Spirit came upon him, and he was led, driven hastily into the wilderness. Before Jesus was led to do any wonders, any miracles, any deliverances, he was led to do battle over. Now listen, he was led to do battle over the purity of his soul. The devil was trying to get him to do something, but Jesus was obedient. He could do that, but that was not his assignment. That was not what he came for. He could do that, but the Father was not telling him to do that. And so he wouldn't do it. And he stayed and he suffered through that. But the battle before wonders, listen, God has called us to the best life, which is a life of power, a life of grace, a life of enabling. But before that power and enabling, there's going to be a test. Before you do wonders, before you are heralded, before you are honored, before you rise in stature, there's going to be a test, testing over the purity of your soul. God offers to get in the fast lane and rise to a position, but you'd have to do some things that might not be honest. If you just do this, you'll get the warfare over the purity of your soul. Pureness. There's a war. He was thrust into battle over the pureness of his heart, of his soul. Like Jesus, our character is proven through conflict. You saw me do, I think it was this service where I did where Jacob was leaning on the staff. He influenced Pharaoh, the king of the world at the time, but he prayed. Read the story. He prayed over Pharaoh. He blessed Pharaoh, but he was given that position of honor because he leaned on that staff, because God had dealt with him. Before that, Jacob would have probably tried to trick Pharaoh, cheat Pharaoh. But now he was a man of honor because God had dealt with him. He was leaning upon God's dealings. See, when you lean upon God's dealings in your life, you're not fighting people. You're not worried about what people try to do and how they connive and do stuff to try to. You're not worried about that. You're leaning on God's dealings. You know that God has this thing in control. And I'm not going to be a wuss. I'm not going to be a doormat, but I'm not going to fight people. I'm not fighting y'all. I'm not going to struggle with you. You're not even my warfare. The warfare is in the pureness of my soul, keeping my heart clean. Do you understand? That's where divine protection, where God moves divinely. Jesus wrestled with this in Gethsemane. He wrestled. The disciples had fallen asleep. He couldn't put his trust in even those that were closest. They weren't asleep because they'd been up all night. They were sleeping because of sorrow. There was such a heaviness that they just went off to sleep. They weren't tired. They were sleeping because of sorrow. Jesus said, please watch with me. He came back. They were asleep. Left all by himself. But he wrestled. Lord, if it be possible, let this cup. Earlier I said, you know, the smite on the one cheek. See, most people are like, and I'm not saying somebody's going to come slap you in the head. I'm not saying that. But a smite on the cheek can be a lot of different things. Amen. But see, some, when you see the hand raised, you know already punched them. They're already out. Don't even think about it. You already got to come back. But see, Jesus in the garden, I'll say it this way, was being slapped. No one to turn to. It was the day or the hour of darkness. His soul began to struggle. His humanity began to cry out, Father, if it's possible, please let this cup pass from me. But the Holy Ghost was always there. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He go back, another slap. He said, sleep on. Went back to pray. Got so intense that blood started dripping from his pores. Enemy. Can you imagine just the enemy? Just riding him, trying to take his life. But then, because he didn't have a comeback, and he took the smiting, the third time he prayed, there was a breakthrough. his resolve came back. And where it says, there were angels that appeared and they ministered to him. Are you hearing me? Sometimes we are so quick to try to justify, try to straighten something out, problems in the earth realm in our flesh. When in essence what God has waiting on you are an angelic host that can strengthen you to finish your course and not just get a temporary relief because you told somebody or you quit or you walked away or you did this, that, or the other and shut them down. They'll never be. But see, Jesus persevered through it until the breakthrough came and the angels appeared, strengthening him. When he came to his disciples, he said, rise, let us be going. Shall I not drink of the cup that my Father has given to me? We don't see him flinch again. What's the other side of your conflict that you've run from, that you've tried to handle in the flesh? One thing is for sure, there's no divine protection from it because you're handling it in the flesh. God seeks to destroy that. I want to give you some examples and I'm going to stop. God is not concerned that you're going to break. Tell somebody, you ain't going to break. But at the same time, God desires a certain measure or degree of brokenness before he can use you. I'm telling you, this is the greatest hour for the church. God's going to use people even in this house to do great exploits. They that know their God shall be strong, not in themselves, but in him, and shall do exploits. They that know their God shall shine like the firmament. There'll be people that shine. People will see you coming from a long way off, just shining like a light.
We are continuing in part 87 of Mega Grace. Grace, the best life, part 2. Only God can work things out for your good. We have to fall in love with the process. Don't allow the spirit of fear or bitterness to enter your heart. This only stops the process. Get involved, but make sure you know God personally. The Holy Spirit motivates us. Then we are thrust, oftentimes, into storms of conflict. The pattern is found in Jesus. He was baptized, affirmed by the Father, and thrust into the wilderness. Jesus was led to do battle over the purity of his soul. But like Jesus, we too can conquer.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.